Okay. Oh, it's just a voice interview, not a record, not a video interview. Okay. My name is Danielle Elderkin. I am 42 years old. Today is August 12th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jim Butts' papa, who is my grandpa, and Hayden Elderkin, who is my son. We are recording this interview in Temecula, California. Okay, so we're going to ask you a couple of questions, Papa. Hayden, you want to ask this question?
Sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I was just like any other child, but I'll give you a little history. My dad was living with Mr. Cobb and his daughters, Sybil and Betty Jo. And their mother asked dad if he would go to Arkansas and pick out one of the women that live in Locksburg that aren't married, that are beautiful girls. And he agreed to it. And he went to Locksburg and picked out my mother. And he was 18 years older than she, but she agreed to marry him. And so they went and they got married over there in Locksburg, or maybe they went to the Queen, I'm not sure. But anyway, that's the way that marriage took place. And that was the highlight of our lives, or otherwise we wouldn't be here. Yeah.
So how many siblings did you have? Who were they?
I had two girls and two boys. And each of those girls had three boys. But anyway, to get the fun aside, where was I? Anyway, what am I going to say now? What was the other question?
The question is, tell me a little about your childhood. What were you like as a child?
Oh, I was just an ordinary 6-year-old kid when we moved from Drumright, Oklahoma, where I was born, and to Bella Vista in Arkansas, and it was kind of a funny situation. We had a cow that we couldn't take with us, of course. And so my dad got a guy that had a truck to take us to Bentonville for the cow. And so I had to give up some of my things that I liked. I had a bicycle and it was a sidewalk bicycle. All of us kids rode it. Did I say how many sisters I had?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I don't want to forget that. Anyway, we all got the furniture, put in this truck, which wasn't really too big. And they put the mattresses on the bottom. And there were two guys in the truck. And they were going to bring back a load of apples to pay for the trip, and plus the cow. And so we got up on these mattresses, the whole family. That's my father, Jim Butts Sr., and my mother, Laura Carol Butts, and my sister Mary Lou and her daughter Laureen, and her sister Laureen, and my brothers Bill and Raymond. And we were up there riding on that truck, and we got held up by some robbers.
Oh.
And they they took money from the driver, and the driver and his friend, and then they looked at my dad and says, with all the problems that look like you have, we won't take any of your money.
Oh my gosh.
Just give you $5, but don't let them guys know about it in the front seat. And so we went to Bentonville, Arkansas, and I lived there until we went to school there, and I lived there until I was about 11 years old. And my family was pretty religious. We went to all kinds of churches, Holy Rollers and everything. And some of the apostolic churches and Pentecostal, they would sing and shout, wait till 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And the kid put the kids on the blanket in the center aisle. We'd enjoy going to all those churches. I became religious. We were Northern Methodist, Southern Methodist. Back then, the Methodist Church was founded in England, but the Northern people called their church Northern Methodist, and we called ours Southern Methodist back in those days, because there was kind of a animosity after the Civil War between the North and the South. And we enjoyed Bentonville. I went through high school in Bentonville, and I went from high school, I went into the service. I went into CC camp, which is Civilian Conservation Corps, which helped boys that needed a few dollars. You'd make $21 a month. You're only making 17 in the Army at that time, but you made $21. Did I say 21? Yeah. And you'd give send eight of it you kept, and the other you sent to your mother and father. And so I worked in a CC camp with a guy named Bill Porch and Jack, and another one, Jack Henry, and we got out of the CC camp, and Bill Porch wanted us to go into the Air Force, and Jack Henry and I agreed. We went to camp, and they sent us to Randolph Field Air Force Base.
Did you ever feel like that there was another option for you, or was the military just the most logical thing to do?
Well, at the time, there was no jobs in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided I would go to the CC camp because I got $21 there, I think it was. And I sent all but seven home.
Were you scared to do it?
Scared to what?
To enlist?
In
the Air Force?
Oh, no. With Bill Porch and Jack Henry, I went to Randolph Field. That's where we went into the Air Force, and that's close to San Antonio, Texas. And while there, worked on airplanes, VT-9s and VT-14s, and then I got transferred to a number of other bases, but from Fort Sumner, New Mexico, I decided I wanted to get in the Air Force be a gunner on an airplane. The Second World War was about to start, but it hadn't started yet. And so we went to Randolph Field, and then later I went into the Air Force. And was a top turret gunner on a B-17 and did 29 missions. And when I came back to Santa Ana Air Base after the war was over, they sent us there to see if we wanted to reenlist or go on to go on home. And we all enlisted in the Air Force of Randolph Field, Texas. And I was a chief engineer and top turret gunner on a B-17, did 29 missions. And that's kind of a synopsis of my life history.
Well, let's talk about, I have some specific questions to ask you. And Hayden can help me do it.
Okay.
What are you most grateful for in your life?
I'm most grateful that my dad married my mother. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. That was a miracle, really. He went to Locksburg and picked out the...
He just picked her out? Just said, that's the one?
That's the one I'd like to marry. So he, no, they had, like they he had was... several. They had, she had six siblings.
It's like shopping. Huh? Like going shopping.
Yeah, like going shopping. there were three there when I picked out my mother. She was, when he picked out my mother, she was a very nice lady. She was 18 years younger than my dad.
Wow.
When she got married.
How old was she when she got married?
I think she was 38 and he was 18 years older than that. So
they got married later in life, especially back then.
Yeah, back then that was later in life.
Okay, Hayden has another question for you.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Dumbest thing I ever did in my life was, let's see, what was the dumbest thing? I love dumb things. what did I do that was really dumb? I tell you, I don't remember any dumb things. I had a great life. And everything worked out good for me. I was really fortunate. And my mother had us children, and then they had children, and she had lots of grandkids, and everything went great, and that's the way. And then my mother was born, and we went to Bella Vista. We came out to Arkansas, and she was riding on a baby mattress in the back seat of 49 Plymouth, and she would stand up a lot of times, and if I put the brakes on, she had ended up in the front seat with my mother was catching her. We had a great time. Everything I did in my whole life has been fun. I don't really have any regrets. Everything went good as far as I'm concerned. And I'm 97 years old now. I'll be 98 October the 8th. And that's about it. Any other questions?
Yeah, we have a lot of more good questions. Okay, what's this one, Hayden?
What does religion mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
Okay, religion is a very important role in my life. When I was before I left Drumright, Oklahoma, which I left when I was 11 years old. I wanted to get baptized, and so we I said to the Methodist preacher, the Methodist church at that time, and still, I imagine, baptized with sprinkling water on your head. And I didn't want to do that. And I had a friend named Jim Pennington, and we asked to be baptized in the water. So there was this Methodist preacher took us out in the water, and my mother was in the water, and my my mother and the mother of Jim Pennington, they were in the water with us, and this preacher baptizes. And later I met my wife, Olga, and that's another story, but that's where my daughter Barbara is born from, Olga. The way I met Olga was kind of funny, though. After I got back from the service, they sent us to San Ana Air Base in California, and asked us if we wanted to re-enlist for another tour in the service. And Bill Fortune and Henry, Jack Henry, and I said we didn't want to re-enlist, so we didn't do that. We went into CC camp, and from CC camp, which was Civilian Conservation Corps, I think I've been through that, but from there we went to Jim Pennington, and Bill Porch and I went to Randolph Field, Texas, and that's where my career started in the Air Force. But what else you want to know?
Okay. Have you ever had a profound religious or spiritual experience? Will you tell us about it?
Well, As I said, I joined the Methodist Church when I was 11 years old. I don't know if you can do it that young nowadays. And I got baptized in water because I didn't really care about the sprinkling so much. And so after that, after we got out of CC camp, Bill Porch and Jack Henry and I went to Randolph Field, Texas. And that's an Air Force base near San Antonio, Texas. And we started our military career there.
And, tell me about the dream you had.
The dream I had?
About God.
Okay. When one night, I was writing a religious book for about 3 years, off and on. And one night I had a dream. It was on my wife's birthday, and I thought, and I went to bed, and I decided that I would like to dream about her. I didn't dream about her, but I did dream a wonderful dream. I dreamed that I was in outer space. There was no earth, no heaven, no nothing but space. And I looked up and I saw a globe of light go across the sky. I didn't know which way was up or down, but I happened to be looking in the right direction. And I saw this globe of light. And from a globe of light, I later knew it was the Holy Spirit. He came down and wrapped himself around me. He saw me and took, I was the first person he ever saw, I guess. And I wasn't really a person at that time, I guess, but he wrapped himself around me and took me up to this globe of light. And I waited, I was told to wait outside. So I waited outside of the globe of light while the Holy Spirit went in through the light. And he started going around and around in circles. He was about, I'd say about 8 feet long. And he was, it looked like a kind of a reddish color, about maybe 9 feet long and 3 feet wide. And he went around, he was in the globe, and he went around and around, and he created Almighty God. And when he created God, God stood up, and I wanted to wave at him, and I found out I had no arms, and I couldn't feel, see if I had a head or not. But anyway,
maybe you were just a spirit.
Yeah, spirit. Huh?
Were you just a spirit?
Yeah, I was had to be a spirit, mm-hmm. because this was before Jesus Christ was born. Mm. So the Holy Spirit went around and around in a circle and created Almighty God. And Almighty God was looking away from me. I wanted to wave, but I had no arms, no hands, of course. And so I watched him creating the universe. He stuck his hands up and created the stars, and because there was nothing at that time before he created the stars, there was no universe. He created stars and was creating the heavenly universe. And I unfortunately had to go to the washroom, so I woke up and missed a great show.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah. How did that change your life at all after having that dream?
I was very spiritual all my life, and no, it did change my life, because I knew things that I didn't know before. Mm-hmm. I knew that God was the Heavenly Father and Creator of the universe, and that the soul that was up there went into God, went into his body, mm-hmm. and the soul was the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit created God, and he created Jesus Christ. When Virgin Mary was young, of course, and she was planning to get married, but she didn't get married yet. And the Holy Spirit he created the Almighty God and was in God's soul, but he also went into the soul of every child that has ever been born since he created Jesus. And when he created Jesus, the Holy Spirit created no one but God and Jesus Christ.